Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Book Chelsea, Crystal B. This is AMP on Wednesday.
Hump day.
We made it to the day of humping. Good for everyone but me because I'm single at home.
Now I want to continue that conversation. What is trending? What's coming up?
Well, it's very on theme for Hump Day. It's a new social media challenge that involves zero clothes, and it's my new favorite.
Hold on. Yeah. Trending time. I think you're going to dive us into the world of TikTok.
Yes,
because I'm on and I know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do because it's all women wearing nothing. So, Chels, this is the new quarantine TikTok challenge where you wear nothing while your boyfriend, husband, fiance, whatever, is playing video games. Walk in the room, stand there, and see what he does.
Okay, I just got out of the shower and I'm about to walk in front of my fiance with just my towel on. Let's see how he reacts.
Babe!
Woo! Okay, what the f***? Babe! Oh, sh**! Hey, I gotta go! Hey, I'll text you later.
I saw this new trend. Walk in front of your man when he's playing video games. Hold on, we about to get him.
What the hell, babe? Oh, sh**. Why are you recording?
We're about to make a movie. Oh.
So I don't know how many you've seen, Booker, but I watched quite a few, and I only saw one where the guy continued to play the video game, and I was so mad at him.
There's a lot of variations, too, because the one I've seen is when your significant other is sleeping, and you walk in and wake them up naked.
Right.
And when it's the girl and the dude's naked, it always ends up differently. I don't know why.
Very creepy. So you've seen a lot more than me.
If my boyfriend didn't turn around and kept playing video games, I'd be like, it's over.
I would be furious. They're also saying that a lot of people are starting to do this during Zoom meetings. So while your significant other is in a Zoom meeting or a conference, conference meeting, just walk in naked and see what they do.
Hot.
So good. All right. So there are people in the world that still don't know about coronavirus. Those people are currently on a submarine in France. Their captain said that they have had communication back and forth to base, but telling them, hey, there's this global pandemic going on is not part of the mission. And frankly, they can't do anything from a submarine.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the cat.
Oh, the cat. Which one's that?
That's Boo Boo. She came to see your trending.
Aw, Boo Boo likes
her. Are you going to say hi to them? No, I'm done. I've had enough of you.
That was it. All right. The most stressed out and the least stressed out states this year so far. Do we think California made the list? Booker.
Yeah, we kind of overreact about everything. So I got to think we're right up there.
I'm going to say no. People that do get stressed out are probably just smoking. to chill out.
Very true.
You know?
It's legal here.
Yeah.
Solid point.
Oddly, we're not on either list, so we're kind of in the middle of we just maybe just don't care that much. Very odd. Trending in LA, so don't be alarmed if you see your local skate park covered in dirt. That's what the city is now doing to multiple skate parks after they closed them and skaters were not listening. They were still sneaking in, still skating the ramps and all that. So there is now dirt everywhere in the skate park. You cannot skate it even if you wanted to, which I think we need to start doing that with a lot of other things around California, like farmers markets that are still open.
Let's start there.
Throw dirt on the people.
Yeah, I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you. Yeah.
97.1 AMP. This is 97.1 AMP. I am Booker. That is Crystal B. I'm Chelsea standing by with some entertainment news. Hi.
Yes. All right, so at this point, we've all watched Tiger King, and if you haven't, get on it immediately. But one of the big questions we all still have is, did Carol Baskin kill her missing husband?
Yes.
Well, Carol's ex-husband's granddaughter is currently going viral on TikTok for speaking up, and let's just say she's Team Joe Exotic.
What do you guys think? Do you guys think that she murdered my grandfather? Or do you think he ran away with none of his money? If you had $7 million, would you leave it? I sure wouldn't.
She even at the end of her TikTok thanks Joe for plotting to kill Carol. It gets real dark real fast, you guys. Yeah. All right. Do you know who Ansel Elgort is?
Nope.
He's an actor. He's from the Divergent movies. He's in the upcoming West Side Story remake. Well, his bulge has broken the internet. So a couple pictures of him are circulating where you can see the outline, and people are very impressed. But it's like, it's funny because, you know, with Jason Derulo, when this kind of happened, he was wearing like whitey tighties and it was a picture he posted. But in these random pictures, it's like him wearing everyday clothes. He's wearing a suit in one and a bathing suit in another, but it's not like he's trying to show off. But people are just noticing that there's a lot going on down there. So
nice.
Crystal, look it up.
Research, I have to.
Yeah, there it is. All right, Kylie Cosmetics is the next company to start producing hand sanitizer, and Kylie will start by donating to the healthcare employees on the front line here in Southern California with hopes to expand countrywide. So good for her.
Nice.
Speaking of giving back, Lizzo continues to give back. This is really sweet. She surprised emergency room workers and sent them free lunch. It's the little things, you know?
Aww.
She posted a video making the announcement.
We did everything that we could to keep it safe for y'all, so, you know, lunch on me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being the heroes in this story. And we're staying inside and we're praying and thinking of you every single day.
And lastly, okay, I can already hear Booker rolling his eyes with this one. This breaking news story. Are you ready? Lindsay Lohan is back with new music.
Oh, no. Why?
I'm sure it's a banger. Come on, let's hear it. And now these Sundays got me feeling like Mondays. Hey, hey. I know I think too
much, but it's okay. That, what you just heard, that snippet is called Back to Me. It'll be dropping very soon. I'm sure you're very excited to add to your playlist. So there you have it.
That is the first and last play that it will ever get on AMP.
Lindsay, you do you. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news. Yeah. 97.1
AMP. I'm so hot.
I'm sweating.
I am so freaking hot.
Damp.
Ew.
It's so weird.
I'm literally damp. In all areas. All crevices are damp.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
The microphones are on, by the way. I just wanted to say we're on the air, and that's how Chelsea starts
I'm damp.
That is my truth
she's
right now.
And damp.
And not the good damp. Like, not damp for good reasons.
No, like the soggy damp.
Oh. It was nice yesterday. We had a really nice day. I think we're getting another nice day today. So
yes. We'll
keep the damp entertainment coming, I guess, here on AMP. Damp. That's what we're doing.
You can't say damp without AMP.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, let's do some celebrity birthdays. We would like to get you involved. I don't know who's still listening. People are not going to work. Maybe it's your house and your kitchen now. I don't know where you're listening.
In the shower. Take us with you.
Ooh, sexy time.
If you got a birthday, hit us up. You can hit us on our Instagram or our Twitter. It'll find its way to us, I'm sure. And share your birthday with us. If you have a birthday today, you share one with Rachel Maddow. She's very busy these days. days, 47. Method Man, Wu-Tang, forever. It's his birthday today.
A legend.
Nothing worse than being an April Fool's baby, though.
Very true.
Speaking of a fool, Logan Paul, YouTuber, kind of all-around puke. It's his birthday today.
Wow, that makes sense. Yeah.
Ooh, jinx.
Yeah.
And for our musical portion of the segment, he has had a couple of good songs. I like him featured on other songs mostly. Kid Ink, it's his birthday today.
Him. Yeah, he's a local. So shout out to Kid Ink.
Show me with Chris Brown there. 34 today. Happy birthday. If you got a birthday, happy birthday to you. This is Amp. Yeah.
97.1 Amp.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal on Amp. And this sort of warmed my heart. We got a DM sent to the station, I believe, from a healthcare worker.
So SM Cortez wrote to us and said, wanted to give a big thank you to the DJ and the whole morning team. You all had this nurse dancing and singing all the way to work this morning. Lately, as a nurse, we've been getting a lot of thank yous, but you guys deserve it too. You're keeping us going. Love what you're doing. Keep it up. And that's from Shelly Cortez. That's an LVN at UCLA.
Listener of the day. Thank you.
She's amazing.
You. I'm Booker, by the way. Nice to meet you. That's Crystal B.
Hi.
That's Chelsea. I know we don't have a show name or anything official like that, but yes, we are here every morning and no need to thank us. They pay us. Thank you is what we would like to say.
Thank you.
You are keeping the world safe and much better people than us that are just sitting here in our pajamas this morning. All right. Trending is coming up next. What do you got for us, Crystal?
A movie about coronavirus. It already exists and I have details coming up.
Sounds terrible. It is Amp. Hold on.
Amp.
Book, Chelsea, Crystal B. This is Amp and Crystal B does trending. What's going on?
All right. So there is a movie about coronavirus in existence. It's currently being shopped. And if you guessed it, it's called Corona.
I understand that there's a virus going around in this building.
I didn't know there's a coronavirus in the building.
So if that sounded like really cheesy acting, it's because it is. It's very low budget. It was made in Canada last month. So they filmed it, they shot it. It's now been edited and they're shopping it to Netflix, Amazon, pretty much any streaming service that will take it. Definitely not something I'm watching during quarantine, just saying.
No.
All right, remember all those people that hoarded toilet paper a few weeks back and they thought that they were gonna like be the only ones on the earth with TP? Well, they're getting bored at home with all of the toilet paper they have, so guess what they're doing with it? They're making toilet paper origami, and that's actually a thing on the internet now. I'm hating on it, but I'll be honest, they look really pretty. Like, the toilet paper flowers are really, really cute.
No, don't give them any love. These people are buttholes. They hoarded all the toilet paper. There's a lot of people that don't have toilet paper now. I'm not giving them any accolades. Screw those people.
But if you know how to make one, I'll take one. All right, so we've all been streaming movies and TV shows, so it's not shocking that the amount of time people have spent on streaming sites has gone up by 34% since the beginning of March. And I just wanted to know, like, what streaming service are you guys watching the most of, Booker?
Netflix all day.
Really?
Netflix for me too.
I thought I would be Netflix. I've watched Disney Plus every single day. I'm only watching Netflix for Ozark. So Disney Plus is winning. And trending in LA, and I wish this wasn't. So there are still a lot of people not listening to the stay home order. There are massive crowds still happening at night for street racing. I'm also like, whenever I see any of those cars on the freeway, I'm like, you're so annoying.
That's the person with the douche muffler.
Exactly. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp.
Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. This is Amp, and entertainment is served. Chelsea.
So I love this. Drake's new single, Tootsie Slide, comes out on Friday, but the snippet has already become a dance challenge on TikTok.
Let me show you how to get it. It's all right foot up, left foot slide.
All right, so Booker, I'm challenging you. Make Tootsie Slide your first TikTok video. You have to do it. Come on.
My Tootsie doesn't slide.
Oh, gosh.
I've checked.
That's even funnier. Please, show us.
No, no one needs to see that.
All right, keeping it non-corona themed, Eminem talking about his surprise Oscars performance and explaining why it was a massive fail for him.
And all of a sudden, I see between my legs the mother pack swinging. Oh. I don't know what they showed on TV and what they didn't. So then I tried to stick that in my, and I'm like, wow, I got no pockets back here. By that time, the song's over. And I'm like, man, what the
And in the same interview, he also talks about how proud he is of his daughter, Haley, and it's pretty sweet.
She's doing good. She's made me proud for sure. She graduated from college, 3.9. When I think about my accomplishments, like that's probably the thing I'm the most proud of, you know, is that. Is being able to raise kids.
I don't know why that daddy-daughter relationship fascinates me. Because I think, I'm like, does she listen to his music? His older stuff talks about her, her mom. I don't know. It just, It fascinates me. And if you're still upset Coachella isn't happening in April, well, this isn't going to make up for it. But the Coachella documentary is almost here.
Everybody knows what Coachella is. Even if you don't care about music, you know.
The biggest artists in the world do Coachella. So, you know, the pressure's there to bring it.
So it's called Coachella 20 Years in the Desert. It premieres April 10th, the weekend Coachella was supposed to happen, which, I don't know, it kind of feels like it's like salt in the wound.
Don't remind us.
It's fine. We're fine.
We're fine, damn it. We're fine. Stop
we're not
asking
okay.
us.
All right, keeping us entertained while in quarantine, Jessie J turned her living room into a stage, but she got all done up, makeup, sparkly jumpsuit, and put on a full show on Instagram Live.
Come on, everybody, go! Hey! I know you want me. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, so you...
And lastly, I'm going to leave it to my girl, internet sensation Zaza, for speaking the truth on how we all feel.
How much days I'm in the house? 15, 16, 17 nights? I don't even know where I've been. I want to go see my friends.
I adore her. All right, I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Very quickly, let's do a no judgment bitch session about what we miss because coronavirus, of course, has sort of sidelined everything that we love to do. Chelsea, what's the number one thing you miss?
Well, there's a lot, but I can't just pick one.
Okay, give me a couple.
Hot yoga, boozy brunches, hiking, high fives, the beach, getting a mani and pedi, and then, of course, my family and friends.
Wow, okay, you rolled right through that. Crystal, what's on your list?
Mine is just one, bars. I miss being in any bar. I don't care if it's the diviest bar or the coolest bar at the beach. I don't care. I just want to be at a bar top with somebody serving me vodka cold with a lime. That's all I want. Like
for $16.
I don't care. I'll pay $16. That's the thing. I really give no F's right now. Like going to my kitchen and making a drink is so boring. I want to sit at a bar top. I want to put on makeup, go out, and sit at a bar.
And let me give you mine. Sushi. I miss sitting close to a bunch of random people and... I miss sushi so much. Oh, I miss you, sushi. It's been a couple of weeks, and I don't know if I'm ever going to look at it the same now. I just think that there's so much touching, the rice and the fish, and it's raw. And,
it is a lot of touching.
It's a lot.
I had it on Monday, and I was like, this is amazing. You just pick up to go, but yeah, it is a lot of touching, and I will be honest, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
What we miss, little bitch session on AMP.
AMP.
It is AMP. By the way, the big trend on TikTok is waking your man up naked. Have you done that yet, Crystal B? Have you just gave him the tap on the shoulder naked yet?
I usually don't sleep with much clothes on, so it's not like a rare thing.
The midday nap wake
midday
up is
nap.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I could try that one.
I did go into the kitchen naked this morning to get coffee, but it was early enough so my roommate wasn't home. It was really kind of nice, actually.
Have you had awkward naked exchanges before with your roommate? Are you guys over it? Because I feel like girls never seem to care.
Yeah, like I feel like our butts out a lot. You know, you'll be wearing like booty shorts. You know, you don't really care. I feel like we've lived together long enough now.
I don't know. Kitchen nudity is weird.
It's kind of fun.
Are you trying to tell us that you walk around the house naked?
Never. I don't even shower naked. I have a shirt on when I shower.
Oh gosh.
I'm disgusting. It is AMP.
AMP.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal, another day from the home.
I saw a meme. There's only 3 days that now exist. It's yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's it.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's very true.
And today's April Fool's Day. Are you guys gonna pull any pranks?
Absolutely not.
Isn't it funny? Like, it's so true.
Canceled.
I'm not in the mood. I'm just not in the mood for April Fool. I thought, like, maybe I would come on with a joke with you guys this morning. I was like, no, I don't even feel like it. It's just stupid. No. Yeah.
Thank God you didn't.
Limon, she is next. Hold on, it is Amp.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.